Hey everyone, and welcome back. Today we're diving deep into one of the most dominant names in the consumer defensive space, a company that's in the middle of a massive transformation. We're talking about Philip Morris International, ticker PM. This isn't just a cigarette company anymore. It's a smoke-free transition story, and we're going to break down exactly what that means for your portfolio. We'll look at the business model, the latest earnings, the financials, a full SWOT analysis, the recent price action, and crucially, what the stock is actually worth today. Let's get into it. Now, when you think of Philip Morris, you probably think of Marlboro, and you wouldn't be wrong. But the company has been on a decade-long mission to replace cigarettes with what they call smoke-free products. Think IQOS, their heated tobacco system, and Zyn, the nicotine pouches. This is a massive strategic pivot. The old narrative was about declining cigarette volumes. The new narrative is about a multi-billion dollar transition to reduced risk products, and the market is paying close attention. Headquartered in New York, PMI operates in over 180 markets. It's a global giant with a market cap of over $280 billion. The CEO is Jacek Olczak, and the company employs over 83,000 people. The key thing to understand here is that PMI is a cash flow machine. They generate enormous amounts of free cash flow, which fuels a very attractive dividend. But the real story is the shift in their revenue mix. Let's look at the numbers. For the full fiscal year 2025, total net revenues were over $40.6 billion. That's up from $37.8 billion in 2024, a nice jump. But the really interesting part is the breakdown. Combustible products, traditional cigarettes, brought in about $23.8 billion. That's still the majority, but look at the smoke-free side. Reduced-risk products generated over $16.8 billion. That's over 41% of total revenue, and it's growing fast. Geographically, the European Union is their biggest market at over $17 billion, followed by the SSEA, CIS, and MEA region at over $12 billion. The Americas, including the U.S., where they have a license to sell IQOS, contributed around $4.8 billion. This is a global business with a diversified revenue stream. Now let's talk about the most recent quarter. We're looking at Q1 of 2026, reported back in April, and it was a strong quarter. Net revenues came in at over $10 billion, a 9% increase year over year on an organic basis. That's impressive for a company in this sector. The smoke-free business was the star, with shipment volumes up significantly, especially for IQOS and Zyn. The company reiterated its full-year guidance, which calls for continued strong growth in smoke-free products and overall earnings per share expansion. Management is clearly confident in the trajectory. On the earnings call, management emphasized that the smoke-free transition is accelerating. They highlighted that IQOS now has a significant market share in several key countries, and that the regulatory environment, while always a factor, is becoming more favorable as governments recognize the potential for harm reduction. They also touched on the U.S. market, noting that the FDA's recent reauthorization of IQOS as a modified risk tobacco product is a major win. That's a big deal. It allows them to market IQOS as a better alternative to smoking, which is a huge competitive advantage. They also talked about the Zyn expansion and the potential for new product innovations. The tone was confident, and they're clearly executing on their plan. Let's dig into the financial health of the business. The numbers here are rock solid. Gross profit margin is over 67%, and net profit margin is around 26.7%. That's incredibly high for a consumer staples company. Operating cash flow for 2025 was over $12.2 billion, and free cash flow was the same, over $12.2 billion. That's a free cash flow yield of about 3.7%. The dividend yield is around 3.1%, and they just declared a quarterly dividend of $1.47 per share. That's a payout that's well covered by earnings and cash flow. The balance sheet shows total debt, but the company has a strong track record of managing it. The current ratio is just under 1.0, which is typical for a company with such predictable cash flows. The return on invested capital, or ROIC, is over 24%. That's a sign of a high-quality, capital-efficient business. Now let's put it all together with a SWOT analysis, starting with strengths. First, the brand power. Marlboro is an iconic global brand. Second, the smoke-free transition is a massive competitive moat. They have a first-mover advantage with IQS and Zyn. Third, the financial strength is undeniable. The cash flow generation, the margins, the dividend history. Fourth, the regulatory wins like the FDA reauthorization provide a clear path forward. What about weaknesses? Well, the core cigarette business is still in long-term decline. And while smoke-free is growing, it's not yet fully offsetting the volume declines in combustibles. There's also regulatory risk. Any change in vaping or nicotine pouch regulations could impact growth. And let's be honest, the valuation is not cheap. The stock trades at a premium to the broader market. Now, opportunities. The biggest one is the continued global expansion of smoke-free products. There are still many markets where IQS hasn't fully penetrated. The U.S. market is a huge opportunity, especially with the FDA reauthorization. They're also innovating with new products and collaborations like the recent one with Deviolette. And there's the potential for further margin expansion as the mix shifts to higher-margin smoke-free products. Finally, threats. The regulatory landscape is always a wild card. Excise taxes, advertising restrictions, flavor bans. There's also the illicit trade, which is a growing problem, especially in the EU, where counterfeit cigarettes are driving the black market. And competition is fierce. British American Tobacco, Altria, and others are all chasing the same smoke-free opportunity. Let's look at the price action. Over the past year, PM is basically flat, up about 0.4%. But over the last 5 years, it's up over 84%. That's a huge run. More recently, the stock is down about 3% in the last month and about 0.3% in the last week. So it's been a little choppy, but the longer-term trend is clearly up. The stock is currently trading at around $181. Now the big question, what's it worth? We use a forward PE model here because PM is a mature compounder with strong earnings growth trajectory. The model confidence is high. The key inputs are a discount rate of 10%, a perpetual growth rate of 2.5%, and a terminal PE of 18. The model also uses a target forward PE of 20, which aligns with the company's growth and industry premium. So what does the model spit out? Our market snap fair value estimate is around $180. The stock is currently trading right around that level at about $181, so it's roughly at fair value. The DCF model, which we use as a supporting check, also converges near that same zone, around $180 to $185. The blended fair value range is somewhere between $155 and $205, with a midpoint around $180. So the stock is trading in the middle of that range. The implied five-year CAGR is essentially flat, around negative 1%. That doesn't mean it's a bad investment. It means the current price already reflects a lot of the expected growth. Here's my take. Philip Morris is a high-quality business executing a brilliant transformation. The smoke-free pivot is real, and it's working. The cash flow is massive, the dividend is safe and growing, and the management team is top-notch. But the stock isn't cheap. It's trading at roughly fair value, maybe even a slight premium, based on our models. That means you're not getting a bargain. You're paying a fair price for a great business. For long-term investors, that's fine. If you're looking for a $10,000 investment today, in 5 years, based on the model, it could be worth around $9,600. That's essentially flat, but that doesn't include the dividends you'd collect along the way. With the dividend yield, your total return could be in the low single digits annually. But here's the key. The upside is really dependent on the smoke-free transition accelerating faster than expected. If IQOS and Zyn take off even more, the stock could re-rate higher. The risk is that regulatory headwinds or competition slow that transition down. So for me, this is a hold for current shareholders and a buy on any significant pullback. But don't chase it here. What do you think about PM? Is the smoke-free future worth the current valuation? Leave your take in the comments below. Thanks for watching. If this helped you think through the story, hit like and subscribe for more stock deep dives. See you in the next one.